77reverse.com. Watch for free at 77reverse.com. Get back the quality of life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to 77reverse.com.
From the Renter's Warehouse Studios, this is AM 1280, The Patriot, WWTC, Minneapolis, St. Paul, on the NASDAQ as SALM.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Obama is under new pressure to approve the $7 billion Keystone XL pipeline.
In January 2012, the president blocked the project, saying he needed more time for a fair review. On Friday, the State Department reported no major environmental objections to the proposed pipeline, which dealt a serious blow to environmentalists. Canadian officials, the petroleum industry, and GOP lawmakers cheered the report, believing there's no reason for the White House to continue stalling construction of the pipeline that will run from Canada through the midsection of the U.S. Greg Clugston, SRN News, Washington.
Three dead in West Virginia after a pair of cell phone towers collapsed. The police say two of the dead worked for the cell phone company. The third was a firefighter. It happened shortly before noon yesterday in Clarksburg. More details at SRNnews.com.
At AM 1280, The Patriot, we're always looking to bring you the best local and national conservative talk. As we run up to the 2014 elections, we're dedicated to the conservative message and will bring it to you with a new nighttime lineup. You asked and we listened. Mark Levin moves to his new time every weeknight from 8 to 11 right after the Hugh Hewitt Show. And we're proud to welcome the Steve Dace Show to The Patriot lineup every weeknight at 11 right after The Great One. Your home for the best conservative talk. AM 1280, The Patriot and AM1280ThePatriot.com. AM 1280, The Patriot.
You're planning where to go for your next family getaway. The mountains? You've seen it. Northern Minnesota? You can get there on any long weekend. The beaches? Yeah, they're all nice, but beaches are a dime a dozen. What if you could go somewhere meaningful? Somewhere with history dating all the way back to the very beginning. Someplace that could change your life forever. Hi, this is Nick Anderson, General Manager of AM 1280, The Patriot. And I'd like to personally invite you to join me and my family on a once-in-a-lifetime trip this October as we experience Israel together. We'll join others from around the Salem Communications family nationwide on a 9-day breathtaking trip. We'll see Galilee, Jerusalem, Mount Carmel. We'll see the Dead Sea Scrolls close up and personal. We'll have guided tours of all these historical places and a whole lot more. We're going to walk where Jesus walked. Experience Israel this October where the Bible comes to life. For more information and a full itinerary, please visit am1280thepatriot.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. We had been running up balances for quite some time, and it became a crisis. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, reduce your interest, and improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
We are now completely debt-free, and we will never be in the spot we were again, thanks to Trinity.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is John.
I'm Vicki.
And I'm Emma.
And we're debt-free for keeps.
That's 1-800-990-6976.
I could quit if I wanted to. I like to smoke. I'm having this one because I had a stressful day. These are lies I've told myself for over 10 years. I've tried gums, patches, pills, and just saying no, but here I am, still smoking. I would tell myself that I don't need it, drive past the gas station, drugstore, grocery store, trying not to acknowledge that they all sell cigarettes. My skin is crawling, the voice in my head is screaming, so I'd have just one.
It doesn't have to be that tough. Quit with Breathe, located right here in Minnetonka, can take your craving away in as little as just one session. I could spend time telling you about how it works, but the only thing you really need to know is that it does work. And now you can have it for half the normal rate through the Patriot. Only Quit with Breathe has an over 80% quit rate. That's 4 out of every 5 people. Make 2014 the year you break the habit and take back control. Quit with Breathe is yours for half price through the special limited offer. Get details at am1280thepatriot.com or call us at 651-405-8800.
Ready for retirement? This is a big question that needs preparation. Are you prepared? We can help.
Hi, this is Terry Sandvold, CEO of Sandvold & Associates Financial Services Group. For over 27 years, we have helped people get to their next financial level. Call us for a no-cost pre-retirement analysis today. Call 952-544-2837 or go to helpmeterry.com.
Registered representative of and independent of Questar Capital Corporation, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Questar Asset Management.
Welcome to Telecom Soup. Over the next hour, Charlie Burrell and his team will explain to you all of the ins and outs of how to effectively utilize all of the technology on the market to help you grow your small business. Now, here's your host of Telecom Soup, Charlie Burrell.
Happy Super Bowl Sunday to all the Patriot listeners out there. This is another episode of Telecom Soup, and we're coming to you live right here at the BlueNet Studios on AM 1280 The Patriot, where we broadcast from every Sunday from 12 to 1 p.m. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, and my firm is Telecom Warehouse. Telecom Warehouse is an independent telecommunications consulting firm, and we partner with over 100 of the industry's top-level communications carriers. We help our customers with their telecommunications goals, their needs, and objectives, and we help that business make educated buying decisions when it comes to their phone, internet, and mobile services. And we offer a completely free consultation, so if you're interested in saving money on your communications plan, please give us a call at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. You can always email me, Charlie, at telcowarehouse.com. That's T-E-L-C-O, warehouse.com. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. If you go to our website, you can submit a free online inquiry, and one of our consultants will get in touch with you within 24 hours. We have with us our co-host in studio today, Adam Witke from BlueNet, our trusted IT consulting firm in Egan. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
I'm doing well. With Telecom Warehouse covering network services and BlueNet covering the IT infrastructure, we're here to help our listeners get the best technology advice on the market. So, Adam, before we get started here, I wanted to give a personal thanks to a client of ours that I said I'd give him a shout-out over the radio, Bill Krause from Nevers Industry in Plymouth, Minnesota. Bill, if you're listening, thank you very much for partnering with our firm, and we look forward to working with you on the new service installation for your fiber and your hosted service product and working with you down the road. Well, Adam, today, you know, we always get different topics that we talk about relative to telecommunications. And today we're going to talk about redundancy.
Good topic.
Very good topic. Adam, can you tell us what redundancy, what it means?
Actually, the definition of redundancy is basically a duplication of a critical component of a system. I'm going to use one of my hobbies is flying aircraft, big aircraft nut. So everyone's seen an airplane before. There's a lot of redundant systems, probably the primary redundant system in aircraft. Just this is for so people can grasp the idea of redundancy, Charlie, why I'm using this example.
Sure.
Is the engine. There's at minimum two engines on an airplane. The reason, and the engine is designed that if one were to fail, the other engine has to carry the full load of the aircraft, passengers and everything.
So if you're flying, you don't crash is kind of what I just heard there.
Exactly. So that's a prime example of redundancy. When it boils down to IT, what does redundancy mean for a business? One of the things we're going to discuss today is redundant internet connections. So it's two separate, diverse internet connections. So in the event one fails, your business is still online, whether it be for getting email, doing e-commerce, what have you, using cloud systems, that connection stays alive, and your business stays alive then.
So let's think of redundancy as basically an alternative line of communication for both your voice and your data services. And for all intents and purposes, let's call it an insurance policy, right?
Absolutely. So exactly. It's a great insurance policy in the event that your internet connection or one of them takes a hit in the sense that it's gone down, either the carrier's having an outage, our favorite backhoe Bob is outside digging due to construction, what have you, that secondary connection is there to carry the load of your business, your internet traffic.
We've talked about the levels of importance of why businesses need to have a strong internet connection. So let's mention these, and let's mention how they're affected if there is a cut in the communication or something is severed. So you had mentioned email. What happens if your email goes out? We have online storage and backup. These are examples of what you're using critical applications. Your voice over IP system, your hosted VoIP or your traditional premise-based VoIP. Video conferencing.
Cloud.
Any cloud services.
Software. Yes.
We've got web hosting, and we have peer-to-peer applications. Think of these applications in your business and what would happen if you lost internet connection or you lost a voice connection. How can your business stomach the fall? How can you stomach the transition if you don't have this and the planning that goes into it? So let's just start here, Adam. Let's give a couple of examples of real-life situations that can happen in the real world as far as redundancy. And again, if anyone has any questions about redundancy in their services and their network, give the studio a call. We're live here today, 651-289-4488. That's 651-289-4488. Or the studio text is 651-243-0390. We are talking about redundancy and how it pertains to your business. So, Adam, can you share with us a couple of examples that that you found online here?
Yep. So a good example is a business is connected to a data center or a cloud application via a fiber connection. It services not only the business, but that fiber trunk line comes into generally like a business park. Construction is happening in the area, and what ends up happening is the fiber is cut due to construction. In that case, traffic is stopped to any website, any online resource, any cloud application. And without a redundant connection from another source, that business is stranded in both terms of data backup, communications, any outside connectivity. So a good example would be a bank trying to verify a customer payment information or transaction. All productivity comes to a halt, and obviously it cannot resume until the line is fixed, which, you know, depending upon the type of cut, where it's at, we've seen it be hours, sometimes even days.
We're going to share some statistics as to how the dollars, the lost revenue and the productivity, as we get later in the show here, we're actually going to give you real numbers and raw data of how this can affect your business, whether it's small or enterprise.
Another example would be after closing the business for the night, computers are scheduled to back up all of your data. So there's a nightly backup job that runs and to an offsite data backup location. The internet goes down in the evening. The backup is only half completed. The following day, the information from the previous day is required. But unfortunately, due to the connection failing and only half of the backup job was completed, now they are unable to retain that data due to the fact that their online backup did not complete offsite replication. And then finally, a business loses its internet connectivity temporarily. During the outage, a customer tries to email the business with a high value commission. However, due to the outage, the customer's email stated that it was not able to send the email to the business. And the customer assumes that the business is either highly unprofessional, there's no communication. That person that sent the email is kind of in limbo, going, what's going on? And as such, he can take his business elsewhere to another sales organization, another firm, another manufacturing shop, what have you. And then that business now loses out on that potential client.
Companies rely, Adam, so heavily on internet to conduct their business that we as consultants have to be not only sympathetic to that, but also sympathetic to their budget. We have to make sure that our plan, that we have this insurance policy in place. And I'm just going to read something here that, and this came from a study from the University of Texas, that only 6% of companies suffering from a catastrophic disaster data recovery survive, while 43% never open and 51% close their doors within 2 years on a catastrophic loss. That's pretty powerful, don't you think?
It is, and there's also some dollars that are tied to downtime, which we'll get into in a little bit here, and what that means to a business. So
absolutely. So again, let's talk about here real quick the causes. We kind of have a little pie graph. Oh, We're going to take a quick commercial break here, and when we come back, we're going to dive into the topic of redundancy. You're listening to Telecom Soup.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Business owners, have you thought about bundling your telephone, internet, and cellular services together into a single package? With bigger discounts, large savings, huge incentives, and upgraded technology, it seems too good to be true. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Our clients are saving up to 30% on their landline services, receiving discounts up to 25% on their cellular services, and saving hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars each year by bundling their telecom into one package. Best of all, our consultants are showing each business how to cover those dreaded fees associated with making changes to new providers. Nothing in life is free. However, our consultation is absolutely free. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Call us at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. We're connecting one client at a time.
Flabby chest. It's not the clinical term, but it's what some male patients call it.
I'm Dr. Robert Burke, and if you're a guy over 30 and you're starting to get soft and flabby around your pecs, stomach, and love handles, it's not your fault. As we age, our bodies often produce too much of the female hormone estrogen. And more estrogen, along with lower testosterone, can cause weak muscle tone, decreased energy, and flabby pecs, bellies, and love handles. Take it from a board-certified Mayo Clinic-trained physician. Before considering shots, patches, or harmful drugs, try Regimen. I formulate a regimen to power up natural testosterone. More importantly, to help slow estrogen so you can regain that youthful, muscle-toned guy you used to be.
If you're a man older than 30, Regimen has helped thousands of men just like you. Try a 30-day supply of Regimen absolutely free. Yes, free. Just pay shipping and handling. Don't wait. Get your free 30-day supply of Regimen right now at RepairLowT.com. 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 That's RepairLowT.com.
Hi, my name is Alan, and I hired Christina Houston from Houston Law Firm to stop my ex-wife from leaving the state with my son. My son is the most important person in my life. I didn't know what to do, so I turned to the expert, Christina Houston. Christina's hardworking, diligent, honest, approachable work kept my son in the state and him as an everyday part of my life. If you are having any type of custody battles, guys, you do have rights, and you have to hire the Houston Law Team.
You do have rights, so turn to the experts at Houston Law Firm. Go to lawyerfordad.com. That's lawyerfordad.com.
When it comes to your business technology needs, one shoe does not fit all. If you are facing a trigger event such as aging hardware, outdated software, or are you about to change or upgrade your critical business applications, then now is the time to contact BlueNet. Hi, this is Adam Witke, president of BlueNet, Minnesota's first choice for cloud and managed services. Let the BlueNet team help define which solution is right for you and your business. Contact us at 952-925-2583 or BlueNetInc.com. BlueNet.
Welcome back to Telecom Soup. This is Charlie Burrell, your president and founder of Telecom Warehouse and host of the show. Today's topic, we are talking about redundancy. And what I like to call redundancy is an insurance policy for your alternative communications, alternative pathways for your voice and your data network. And just before the break, we were talking about some of the statistics regarding redundancy. And now we wanted to talk, Adam, about what is kind of the breakdown of how this could actually happen? How could your internet fail, or how can your voice fail?
Yes, absolutely.
So let me give you kind of the breakdown of kind of on a pie chart, if you will, of why this would happen and why your communications would be severed. So 40% of it would come from operator error. 40% comes from application failure. And 20% covers environmental factors, hardware, power, weather, disasters. Can you give us an example, Adam, of an operator error?
So an operator error. This happens more often than most people think, but it's anything from someone taking a commonly used document and either mistakenly deleting something in it and then saving it. It could be they accidentally delete the file. Sometimes they even just simply move the file to a place accidentally. No one knows where it is.
Operator error sounds like human error.
And it is human error. Absolutely. It could also be, and this is something that most people forget about, it could also be a threat coming in where a virus, a piece of email or something comes in, and it takes a human to click on that, and then they execute some bad malware that gets in your system, and that can also cause downtime. But again, it's that point where there's human interaction.
Absolutely. Let's give an example. Now, 40% of redundancy failure comes from application failure. What would be an example of that?
One of my favorites is email. Let's talk email. Big application, probably the number one or one of the largest applications used. And as far as it goes, it's your email server just died, or you have a corrupt mailbox, or even a couple corrupt items in your mailbox. Very common things. You cannot get that information. It might hold some keys to a sale or something critical in your business, and that causes downtime.
And then 20%, as we had talked about, comes from environmental factors, and we all know that that environmental factor, that would be such as like backhoe Bob. We always recommend backhoe Bob, cutting up a cable, and taking out your communications.
So there's a lot of pieces to the environmental factor. Not only is it, again, some construction where a backhoe goes through the line, but heat. We've always recommended putting your computers in a physical location in your business that is climate controlled. And we have actually had many customers who have been bitten by this, where they put it under a desk, they put it in a storage closet, they put it in a small enclosed space, and they forget about it. And what ends up happening is the system overheats. And it could be something from, you know, a lot of buildings go on an environmental control where they shut down the systems, the cooling and heating during the weekends. And we've had many of server overheat on the weekend due to the fact that basically those environmental controls for the building either shut down or go down to a lower point where they're not cooling or heating that much.
With all of these issues that can cause communications breakdown, whether it's voice services or data services, we challenge anybody in the audience to say, how are you going to weather the storm? How can you survive in your business if you have an outage? Are you a company that relies on taking applications via credit cards? Do you rely heavily on the internet, where if you didn't have an internet connection going, you're going to lose orders? Are you a telemarketing firm that relies on outbound phone calls? These are some of the reasons why this is such an important topic. And as we get further into the discussion, we're going to talk about how we recommend protecting that and protecting your business. Again, it looks like we have a text here from, looks like Jake. Jake's question is, explain proxy settings and how does it affect your internet?
So a proxy server is basically a server that sits in between basically your internet connection and your computers. And basically what it is your computers can proxy off of that, or actually, I'll say, bounce traffic off of that. That server may have a set of rules, or in the old days we used to use proxy servers to cache internet traffic with slower connections. And the idea was with a proxy server, especially in the past, was that it would go and look to see if there's a copy of a page there or of a local lookup. And then it wouldn't have to send that traffic across the internet to go pull the page. It would simply then take and render it locally and send it on. So it was a faster way. Proxies are still used today in sense for security and control of content. And proxies have been replaced a lot with the modern day firewall, but they still serve a purpose in many places. So how does a proxy make a difference in redundancy? Well, it doesn't really necessarily make a difference, other than you can take in a proxy server and tell it, make it aware of multiple internet connections or multiple spots to actually look up applications or content. So in that sense, it can serve as a point, but again, you have to have multiple redundancies or multiple places to pull multiple internet connections or multiple places to pull that content from.
Jake, thank you for the text. As always, we're here for anybody in the audience. You can either give us a call at 651-289-4488, or you can give the text, as Jake had just done, 651-243-0399.
651-243-0390. Again, the text number is 651-243-0390. Adam, each year, downtime in our economy costs tens of billions of dollars. Let's look at the direct costs in any business organization if they have severed communications, if they lose their data connection or they lose their voice connection. We've kind of made a list, and then we'll talk about the indirect cost. First, lost revenue.
Absolutely.
Right?
What does it cost in that lost opportunity, whether it be a sale that could have come in, or let's say you run an inbound a telecom center where you're taking inbound
you're taking orders,
and you are placing those orders via a cloud application or online, and you cannot take those orders.
These are direct costs. So, again, this is the importance. Lost wages. We have lost inventory. We have labor costs.
And this is, and the good example would be, this is if you have people sitting there idle because they can't do their
job. Work. You're losing employee productivity. Marketing costs, backup, and legal penalties. These are direct examples that if you do not have a redundant voice or data connection, that can apply to your business.
And I want to caution that this is a really tough thing to target. I've talked to a lot of customers. There's a lot of different studies out there that say different things. And in each individual case will be different to your business. Like, what does it truly cost for downtime? What I'll do is...
What is the opportunity cost?
And that as well. And what I can do is I can place... I've got a couple calculators. I've got some TCO calculators, and I actually have some downtime calculators.